بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. We have been discussing different issues concerning this notion of shafa or intercession. But the last question that we posed from the respected expert of this program was concerning the doubt or misconception which is posed by some Islamic sects concerning the issue of shafa'a. Some say that these shafa'a may be working at the time that these, intercessors are alive, but they, at the time that they are dead, in fact, this shafa'a is not working. So what is the answer to this doubt that is posed usually by some, followers of Islamic sects?
To answer this question, I have to refer the our respectful audience to the previous sessions that we had, and we talked about the life and the proofs, Quranic proofs about the life in the purgatory, in the intermediary life, and also on the day of judgment, which is clear.
Sure. So, because the life in the purgatory, yeah. Life in purgatory, what was proved then?
Yeah. So you see, right now the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ahlul Bayt, they are alive, they are not dead. Mm-hmm. All people are, those who are dead and they are not among us, they have a life. Rasulullah said when you bury a person who is dead, mm-hmm. the one who is being buried, the soul is there, and the soul even hears the noise of your shoes. They have knowledge. They are alive. If you remember, we brought many ahadith and verses in this regard. And all people are alive. Ahlul Bayt are alive. Rasulullah is alive. Otherwise, if Rasulullah is dead, if Rasulullah is not alive, what does it mean every day in your salah to say, As-salamu alayki ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullah? You address Rasulullah.
So we're not saying something nonsense in the salah.
You're not going to say something nonsense. It doesn't mean that you are referring nothing. Mm. So you refer Rasulullah, you're speaking to him, you're addressing Rasulullah. So Rasulullah is alive. Good people, infallibles are alive.
Very true.
If you remember, when we were talking about the essence of life in Barzakh, in the intermediary life, we said it's a more perfect kind of life in regard to this life.
Exactly.
You can't say we are alive and they are not alive. We are in a better sense of life. No, this life, this physical life, is the lowest, level of life. Mm-hmm. The life in the intermediary life is more perfect than this one, and on the day of judgment will be the most perfect one.
Exactly.
So they are in a life which is more perfect than this life. But the difference is that today we can't understand it. It is beyond this physical world, and because we are limited, we can't see them, we can't have relationship with them. So the weak point and the weakness is with us.
Exactly.
www.voiceislam.com